fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 29th day of June, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to acquire, learn to use, and do use primitive weapons. Knives, tomahawks, bows, crossbows. I guess you could throw some other things in there like spears, but primitive weapons. They're fun. They can be very useful to be able to use these weapons, be able to fabricate them. In fact, my friend Professor McKinney was fabricating longbows a number of years ago and selling them to make a little extra money on the side. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to get the skills and get the weapons themselves, knives, tomahawks, bows, and crossbows. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have a open lines here this first half hour. Tim Spencer has the morning off. Tom Berryhill will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And in hour two, we're going to have Don Kubley, and we're going to talk about the domes, the inter-shelter domes. Beginning immediately, we have a 4th of July sale going on until midnight, the 4th of July, on energy cleaners and mattress pads. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads, beginning immediately and going until midnight, the 4th of July. So you've been waiting to get one, an energy cleaner. If you've got a need for a mattress pad, this is your opportunity. Some good news. In about 11 hours, the new restrictions on travel from these predominantly Muslim countries will go into effect. That's Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. They should throw all the Muslim countries in there as far as I'm concerned, but what do I know, right? That's a good start. It's a good start. 90-day travel ban on these people. And that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Let's see. They're turning the heat back on here in South Central Missouri. It's supposed to be a high in the low 90s today with fairly high humidity. We had some beautiful weather the last week or so. Everybody was out trying to get as much done as they could during the very nice weather that we had. Getting back to a more seasonal type of heat and humidity here in south central Missouri. Visiting with some very nice folks from Arizona the last couple of days. They headed back to Arizona this morning. They were telling me about the severe water shortages where they live in Arizona. And they want to live someplace where it's green and there's lots of water. They have four horses. And they were telling me, they said, John, our horses have never seen grass. Can you imagine that? Our horses have never seen grass. Serious desert. Yeah, serious desert. They do plan on moving to south central Missouri here to Crawford County in the near future, and they'll be very happy. I'm sure the horses will be happy. Horses that have never been around grass, you need to break them in gently because they will founder. They will eat until they harm themselves if they're given unrestricted access to fresh growing green grass. So they'll do that, and they'll make sure that their horses are safe. Matter of what's going on with Robert Mueller and then the people he's hiring to investigate the President of the United States, I think it's all smoke and mirrors. They're not going to find anything of any substance. I believe it's a ploy to help put the Democratic base at ease that something's being done because they're clamoring for something to be done. It's a tempest in a teapot, and nothing's going to come of it. Nothing will come of it. It will run its course. It will be over. And that will be that. That will be the end of it. And life will go on. The news this morning is that this investigative group is going to be subpoenaing one of Mr. Trump's advisors, a man who's been his bodyguard and confidant for 20 years, former New York police officer. Nothing's going to come of this. It's a big zero. And CNN has discredited themselves so thoroughly in this. Quite frankly, I think their White House press credential should be pulled. That's my opinion. They should not be allowed in the White House until something changes at CNN. I don't know what it's going to take to change it, but something has changed at CNN. I'll be talking to some neighbors here in the next few weeks before I go to the Czech Republic about EMP. Most people, if they've heard about it, they really don't understand what EMP is or coronal mass ejections. Almost nobody's heard of a coronal mass ejection, the CME. Seriously, I would say less than 5% of the adults in this country could give you any kind of definitive answer as to what a coronal mass ejection is. Something that could wipe out most of the people on this planet, especially in first world countries, any place where electricity is a matter of keeping a society going. If you live on an island in the South Pacific with no electricity, you may not even know there was a coronal mass ejection. That's why I told the people that my hosts, when I was in the Philippines, I was speaking at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines about electromagnetic pulse and violent earth changes, things that would bring down the power grid. And these are educated, wealthy people, very well educated. They speak English better than some of my hillbilly neighbors here. Wealthy. Wealth beyond belief compared to most Americans, as far as that goes. So I did my presentation. I was on the veranda, screened-in veranda, overlooking the ocean there. Beautiful setting. Absolutely beautiful. We were probably 2,500, 3,000 feet above sea level, which made for very mild temperature, as opposed to being at sea level. And they were, at the end of my presentation, there was questions and answers, and my hosts were asking me, John, who's going to survive this thing? I stood up and I walked over to the edge of the veranda and I pointed it to an island, a jungle-covered island out there in the ocean. And I said, I'll tell you who's going to survive it. Those people in that jungle-covered island over there that have cast iron cook pots, machetes, and homes that they built themselves with their machetes, and not much else, because their lives aren't going to change. And my hosts and the other guests there got very quiet because they knew that their very luxurious lifestyle would come to a screeching halt. When I say luxurious, here's the setting. We left Manila in a chauffeur-driven vehicle. It took about 2 hours to get there, going up, up, up all the time from sea level to about 2,500, 3,000 feet above sea level. We finally got to the entrance to the gated community, and there were two armed guards armed with submachine guns. So as soon as I saw that, I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. And when we got inside, we found myself and my friend I was there in the Philippines to help with his medical situation. 40 acres of homes that look like Swiss chalets. 40 acres of homes that look like Spanish haciendas. 40 acres of homes that looked like Southern California ranch-style homes. 9 restaurants, 3 golf courses, tennis courts, swimming pools. Very nice. Not a blade of grass out of place. Not a blade of grass out of place. We got to the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines. Servants were taking care of all the needs that needed to be met. The servants wore plain brown uniforms, and they just blended into the background. While we were having lunch on the veranda, the servants were standing in the corner waiting for instructions or to help out as needed. A home where you could reach your 18th birthday, growing up there, and reach your 18th birthday and never set foot in your own kitchen. People that never drive automobiles, ever. Real wealth. Real wealth. And the guests and my host got real quiet when I mentioned to them how the people who would survive would be on that jungle-covered island out there in the ocean, because they knew that their lives, their lifestyle, their wealth was dependent on two things. Electronic impulses on the hard drive of their bank and electricity. Everything they were, everything they had, everything they did was based on those two things. Electricity and electronic impulses on the hard drive of their bank. Because that was their wealth. Their wealth was denominated in electronic impulses, ones and zeros, on a hard drive in a bank in the Philippines. But that's my reality, ladies and gentlemen. If we have a coronal mass ejection or a nationwide EMP attack, 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead in a year or less. That's pretty brutal, to say the least. But that's my reality. Now, what's a coronal mass ejection? Let's talk about that, because we have new listeners all the time. These are what's called charged particles coming at us from the sun. It's an explosion that takes place on our sun, sending these massive amounts. When I say massive, would be tens of thousands of tons of charged particles towards Earth. Or out in space, I should say. Because these things happen. There was one in 2012 that missed Earth, by the way. The largest one we're aware of in recorded history was 1859, just before the American Civil War, hit the Western Hemisphere, and it's now named the Carrington Event, named after the scientist who figured out what happened. So it was 1859. Electricity was pretty much relegated to university laboratories. But we did have a telegraph system over the eastern half of the country, not much out west of Mississippi, but mostly the eastern half of the United States. Those telegraph wires acted as antennas, directing that energy into the telegraph offices, setting fires. the barbed wire fences in the farmers' fields set fires. Now, that's some serious power. If that was to happen in 2017, it could take out the entire planet's power grid, because coronal mass ejections can do something that EMP can't do. EMP can only travel line of sight. The consequences of a nuclear device being set off in the upper atmosphere is so high that you couldn't hear it, so high there'd be no radiation on the ground in terms of nuclear radiation. If it was took place in the daytime, you wouldn't see any flash probably, unless you were looking right at that direction, and so forth. And this, so that's the atomic weapon part of it. The coronal mass ejection can actually go around the planet, where the nuclear-powered one cannot. We have a caller on hold we haven't heard from for a while. Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John.
You can hear me better now.
I hear you better. Keep doing what you're doing. All right.
Yep. Two things. First, about that Comey and Mueller. It seems like Comey was notably underqualified to be head of a federal law enforcement agency, but Mueller is one of his predecessors, less so. And these guys are FBI, they're not CIA. And if they care one iota about law enforcement or truth, then I would think that one or both of them might be secretly glad that Trump is in there instead of Obama, because Mueller didn't get to serve, under someone who was, a nationalist like Trump.
Right.
So in spite of the fact that they're going through the motions, I suspect that they might secretly harbor a hope that, that this does turn out to be a big nothing burger, and that Trump can help, the law to be enforced a little better than it has been in recent years.
Well, and it easily could go that direction. And the term you used was from a CNN executive in the last couple of days, a nothing burger. And that's where this is headed. And I hope you're right, and I support your premise there, Glenn.
Very good, thank you. The other issue was, I was curious about a report on how Tim is doing.
Well, he has good days and not so good days, but injured ankle is healing properly, and he will not lose his foot. That's the current status of it. I just talked to him about an hour ago.
Wow, very good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so dismayed about how that went down. It was just a drag, but he's a very resilient guy, and just trust God to get him all healed up and back into his active lifestyle.
Well,
all right, thank you.
So we can. Thank you for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Call numbers 800-313-9443. One of the good things when you're trying to explain these matters to somebody, one of the good things about a coronal mass ejection is it's politically neutral. You don't have to convince somebody that we have enemies that want to cause us harm, which a lot of people, they live in this la-la land of, where nobody really wants to harm us that's capable of harming us. That's a fantasy. That is an absolute fantasy. But coronal mass ejections are natural events. They do happen. And we just barely missed one in 2012 that would have caused great harm to Earth, depending on where it hit, of course, and how powerful it was. And that's one of the things I look for when I'm attempting to explain things to people. Is something that's politically neutral, such as the Gulf Stream having stopped. That's politically neutral. There's no politics involved. It's simply a matter of science, a matter of looking up the U.S. Navy map published every 24 hours, a brand new map showing ocean and surface temperatures. There's no political agenda behind that, and anybody can look at it. We do have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of June. One of our listeners has found another film. I just ordered from Amazon. He didn't have the technical expertise to get a screen capture of North America with new coastlines. But this film, believe it or not, goes back to 1954, 63 years ago. The title of the film is The Miami Story. It's a B-grade crime film about crime and corruption and police in Miami taking place in the early 1950s. And he tells me that when the credits were run at the beginning of the movie, he says at the end of the credits, at the beginning of the film, there is a map of North America with new coastlines. And he says there's no relevance of that to the storyline. It's not mentioned in the storyline and has no reason for being there that makes any sense. So I expect to take delivery of that in a few days. And I have figured out how to do screen captures off DVDs, and I will get that screen capture, get it over to Tim Spencer, and we will add it to our long and growing list of television shows and films that have images of continents with new coastlines. It's a fascinating project, and I could not do it by myself. So the list is right there on my website at thelibertyman.com. You can look at it, and the images are there. The film, the names of the films are there. Hugely popular films. Hundreds of millions of people have seen these films for the last 62, 63 years. We started out with The Godfather, 1972. Then the floodgates opened. That was a couple of years ago, two or three years ago. Floodgates opened in January when one of my listeners found the Highway Patrol TV series, 1957. It's oddly enough, it is one of the sharpest and most clear images out of all of them, that 1957 image of North America with the East Coast underwater, Florida gone, Gulf Coast underwater, damage at the West Coast, and an inland sea. It pretty much duplicates the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate. Saw the classified Navy map in the briefings that they were in, the classified briefings about what would be coming in the future. 3x5 foot map on the wall of a oil executive. Roderick Crawford's in there talking to him about this homicide. And there's a profile of Crawford on the left side of the screen. His forehead is right at Portland, Oregon, obstructing maybe a bit of Portland, Oregon, but the map is otherwise unobstructed. And it takes up almost the whole TV. It makes maybe more than half the TV screen for a few moments there. Fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating. We got Tom Berryhill coming up here after this next break, and we're going to be talking about the Energy Claire and the 4th of July sale, which begins immediately as of today, Thursday, June 28th, and goes until midnight, Tuesday, the 4th of July. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. I took delivery of 21 mattress pads to be reconfigured and ready for shipment. I have energy cleaners in stock and more on the way. So we'll get your orders just out the door just as quickly as we can for the sale. It's always fun doing these sales because we get a lot of inventory out the door and get to help so many more people achieve their goal of having that healthy, full, fun, productive life that everybody wants to have. It is a lot of fun doing it, seriously. If you find an image on a TV show or movie showing any continent with new coastlines, get that image to me by email, screen capture. And as a thank you, you get your choice of any of the 5 DVDs that I've produced. That's our way of thanking you and helping encourage people to be a bit more diligent when they're watching television shows and movies. And there's thousands of you out there, and many of you do like to watch television shows and movies. So by all means, do so, and keep a sharp eye out for the images of continents with new coastlines. Doesn't take it, well, you know, you're watching the movies and TV shows anyway, right? So go for it. One thing that does continue to surprise me is the NCIS television series, where the map of North America with new coastlines is prominently displayed in the dead center of the wall of the director of NCIS. Pretty phenomenal. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com. Foodwasdifferent.com. Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of June. This is a 24 minutes I look forward to every week. 24 minutes we take to talk about a marvelous healing product, marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. And we begin these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, I announced earlier this show that I'm having a 4th of July sale beginning immediately and going until midnight the 4th of July. That's Tuesday, midnight, the 4th of July. $50 off energy cleaners and 10% off mattress pads. So this is a great opportunity for people that have been waiting to get the energy cleaner to move forward, get that energy cleaner, and get back on the road to optimal health and well-being. It's a pretty good deal, don't you think, Tom?
I would say so. It's... There's a never-ending supply, John, you know, of people with aches and pains, and of course this technology would be of great assistance to them. They just need to give it a try. That that type of a discount is being pretty generous. So, and we have units in production all the time, so there's no problem getting them. As long as the supply chain stay open, we'll be okay.
Well, that's good to know. And people need to be aware of this and take advantage of it and move forward. And as I frequently say, Tom, stop procrastinating, you know. But that's a natural human response, isn't it, Tom, to be exposed to this information, think about it, mull it over, research it, and then after a period of time, which could be anywhere from a few days to better part of a year, then they go ahead and make their decision, don't they, Tom?
Well, that happens quite a bit, and I've personally known people that were quite skeptical, didn't want to work with it at all, only to eventually try it out, and you would have thought they it was their invention or something. They would be one of the biggest promoters in their area. It's a energy cleaner system. You know, it's... almost force them to use it. I've had to do that in a couple of cases. I know you did with Tim. And just to try to get the people to head that direction. And then they're okay. Once they see what it really does for them.
Right, right. I did everything for Tim, but tuck him in bed and give him a cup of hot cocoa, and it still took 2 weeks. But he got going on it, and he regrets missing those 2 weeks. But life goes on. And ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're talking about. The energy cleaner. You know, I'm going to give you the best description I can here verbally now. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you can read up on the patent application information, which is fascinating, and, of course, the testimonials from people that we know. But it's been around for about right at 20 years or so, hasn't it, Tom? You've been involved for 17.
Yes, that's correct. That's
about
correct.
20 years.
Right at 20. Just almost 20 years.
And invented by Mr. Lee Kroc up in Ohio. And people, this is a different technology than what you might be thinking about. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It is not a TENS unit. Different technology. The closest thing people can relate it to is a radio transmitter, where it transmits a signal. A radio transmitter to a radio transmits a signal when you push the talk button. And that's what this does. This puts out a signal. This particular signal is very special. It's a healing electrostatic signal that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. That's how it mitigates pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. That's how it helps you get a better night's sleep. Very simple. It can cause no harm. Now, one of the things that does happen, especially for Americans, we live in a toxic soup of exposure to heavy metals and chemicals. The detox part of it, where it's flushing out whatever stuff is in your cells, that can happen too fast, causing discomfort, flu-like symptoms, if it's happening too fast, can't it, Tom?
Yes, it does happen at times, and what we advise people to do is take some of the batteries out. The energy cleaner will run on as little as three of the D-cell batteries.
Right.
But there are 9 batteries total.
Right. So there's 3 rows of 3 batteries. If you're getting that flu-like symptoms because you're detoxing the heavy metals and chemicals too fast, remove 6 of the 9 batteries. It'll still work at a reduced power level, slowing down the detox. Now, there's lots of detox modalities, many of them, coffee enemas, saunas, various things that you can consume to help detox. This is another detox protocol. For most people, most of the time, it's not too much too fast. But there are occasions when it is too much too fast. That's when we recommend removing 6 of the 9 batteries. The energy cleaner does take 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries. It's about the size of a cigar box. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. People worry about, how do I turn this off to save the batteries? Don't worry about that. Just put a paper tag on yours like I do with the change date from a year from when you put them in there. And that's to help prevent damage from leakage. even the highest quality batters can leak, can't they, Tom?
Yes, they will. Sometimes just sitting around, they'll leak. You know, that will happen if you have batteries stored for future use. You should check those as well. They will start leaking without even being used. And the energy cleaner uses such little power, such a tiny bit of power, that those batteries are almost like in a standby state. So it is important to check them at least once a year, and that's why we always recommend changing the batteries once a year, although it will run much longer than that.
They will. And we recommend getting the dollar store house brand. They're carbon zinc batteries. They put out the best signal. Any D-cell battery will work, but we prefer from an engineering viewpoint to have the carbon zinc batteries, don't we, Tom?
That's correct. The problem is they're getting harder and harder to find. Everything seems to be the alkaline version. So the typical old style, I think one of them is Rayovac. I think they still produce them, and the dollar store. And I don't know their private label for them, but I don't know who the producer is for these dollar store batteries. But as long as you can get them and you want to use those, they're fine. It will work just as well with the alkaline batteries, but the really small electrical loads, like what the energy cleaner presents to the battery bank, it's best to use the carbon zinc for that. That's the only reason. The battery life might be a little bit better, but
right.
Even at that, John, the changing them once a year, it's almost a toss-up, which is
right. It's just a smart thing to do, and the dollar store batteries are very inexpensive.
Yes, that's the main thing, the saving.
Right. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dial, simply one place to plug in one wire and one LED light. The LED light alternately flashes red and green. It tells you two things when that flashing light is working. First of all, that the unit is working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Now, one wire you plug in, now that has an alligator clip on it. You can clip that onto a homemade screen pad with aluminum screen wire, or you can plug in right into the same outlet there and plug in the factory-made fitted mattress pads that I sell also, which more and more people are getting those because they're so comfortable and won't scratch in the middle of the night like an aluminum screen wire eventually will. And that's all there is to it. Now, that's the modality that most people use most of the time is a mattress pad, and they simply sleep on it 8 hours a night. Another modality, which helps a lot, and is probably the best if you got access to either a bathtub or a hot tub, with a hot tub, turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. With a bathtub, just fill up the tub full of comfortably warm water. Plug in that wire with the alligator clip, attach a metal spoon, because a metal spoon has no sharp edges, and just drop that in the water, keeping the energy cleaner dry. And soak in there for 20 minutes or an hour, depending on what your preference is. And that water, you're really immersing your entire body in that signal, aren't you, Tom?
That's correct. And we've found that that's really the most effective way to use this energy cleaner technology. The bath water will transmit that signal and spread it out over to every bit of your body that's in contact with it. And even then, John, it still radiates a little bit of the energy outside of the water. So it works quite well. And if somebody would just do that two or three times a week, if they have some intense pain issues, I think they would see some rapid results. But it is really the most effective method.
Well, with a person with chronic pain, they should probably do it twice a day in a tub or a bathtub. If it's a really chronic, debilitating pain that's ruining your life, do it twice a day. That's what they were doing at the clinic there in Ohio that Lee Kroc had set up. They were in the hot tub in the morning for an hour and in the afternoon for an hour also. And just immerse. Right.
They did that quite a bit, John. You know, another thing that people should keep in mind is that if you can't get the bath water deep enough to be totally immersed, you can put some towel, take a large towel, or any piece of fabric for that matter, and put it in the water, get it wet, and drape that over the areas of your body that are not in the water. And that signal will actually travel on that wet cloth and distribute the signal evenly to all areas. So that's something else you can do. And as it cools off, you dip it back in the water and put it back up again. It works fine.
Right, right. Well, that's a new aspect of this I had not heard before, but it makes perfect sense that the wet towel would conduct that signal to those parts of the, like the knees sticking up, for example, out of the water. That's great. That's wonderful. One of the interesting things, we think we know why, it's kind of a fun side note. When you sit in a bathtub, after about 15 or 20 minutes, the ends of your fingers start looking like raisins. But with the energy cleaner, they don't, do they, Tom?
No, they don't, and that's, I don't know the exact reason why, but that's been reported by many people. I had never paid much attention myself. Only done that bathtub method a few times myself, and I just didn't pay that close of attention. But I've had so many people tell me the same thing. You know, John, the first one that ever told me that was Frank Whalen, who used to have a show here at Republic Broadcasting.
Right, right. Right. Well, Frank got me started here.
Yeah, and Frank brought that to my attention, and that's that was after I had already tried it in the tub, and he said everybody was telling him the same thing. So he relayed that to me, and he noticed it himself.
Right. We believe it's because you're not getting dehydrated. Dehydration would cause your fingers to look like raisins on the end. It's a fascinating thing, and it's just interesting to make note of it, not that it matters one way or the other. But, yeah, at the clinic, and this will be helpful for people that have a chronic condition and their lives are ruined by pain, they had lounge chairs with a pad on it so people could read a book or watch a movie. They had the hot tubs with the energy cleaner signal, and people's beds had the energy cleaner signal also. So basically 21, 22 hours a day, people were getting direct exposure to that energy cleaner signal, except for the couple of hours they took to enjoy a meal or walk around the premises a little bit to stretch their legs. So 8 hours while sleeping, another 6 or 8 hours sitting in the recliner, reading a book or watching a movie, and then 2 hours a day in the hot tub. And people would come in there with canes and crutches and wheelchairs, and three to 7 days later, walk out the door with no cane, crutch, or wheelchair. Right, Tom?
It happened all the time. And Lee even had, I know a pickup truck was equipped with an energy cleaner, and there may have been a car as well, but he would let the people use those, vehicles if they wished to go to town to shop or pick up anything. He wanted them to be on that signal as much as possible throughout the day. So he did equip, I know, the one pickup truck and maybe some other vehicles. So, stay on it as long as possible. And, John, in so many cases we've heard from people where morphine would not help them. The pain was so bad, only to find the energy cleaner was effective. So it's definitely doing something.
Well, it definitely is. And I want to give you all peace of mind out there, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the deal. I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. If it doesn't work, if you're not getting the pain relief you're looking for, just box it up and ship it back, and I will refund your money. Not a problem. Well, Tom, this is the Thursday where we pull a postcard out to see who's going to get an energy cleaner $70 off. And I just pulled out the postcard, and this postcard is for JoJo. JoJo has mailed in several postcards, and it turns out her card is the one that's being pulled today. So I'll contact JoJo and let her know that she has the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. And if you want to participate, our next drawing will be 2 weeks from today. That would be July the 13th, which would be my last week. It'll be just before I go to the Czech Republic. So get those postcards in. You got 2 weeks now until the next drawing. And if your postcard is drawn, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off. And this is a promotion sponsored by Tom Berryhill. And I know I talked to Mr. Stapmiller the other day, John, and he's very appreciative of your sponsoring this promotion here, Tom.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad to help. I think we all have to do our part to help Republic Broadcasting to stay on the air and continue with their broadcasting. John, it's a mission, and it's a valuable source of information you won't find anywhere else.
That's right. Here's our break. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of June, visiting with Tom Berryhill. We're talking about the energy cleaner. My energy cleaner sale begins immediately. It goes until midnight the 4th of July. This is our 4th of July sale. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Here's what will happen. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. I have an automated system. It's too complex and burdensome to change it just for a few days for a sale. You place your order, you'll be paying full price. Once I get the order, I manually refund the difference. Mailing a check, just make the check out for the right dollar amount. That's pretty simple. So that's why it works. We do this, we've done this a number of times. And it works out pretty good for everybody. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. And Tom, I may be needing a fresh stock of energy cleaners here pretty soon with this sale. We shall see, won't we?
We'll see. It usually happens that way, John, and they're in constant production, so they'll be ready to go.
All right. All right. That's good to know. And get those orders in. You can do that immediately, beginning today, Thursday, the 29th of June. And you got till midnight. If you're mailing a check, be sure the check, the envelope, is postmarked before midnight, the 4th of July, to take advantage of the sale. And get that energy cleaner. I know there's people struggling out there economically, Tom, that they're hoping to get an energy cleaner. And this will help them do that. And if you need to spread the payments out, PayPal now takes payments. If you live in the United States, PayPal now takes payments, so you can spread out the cost for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads over several months, can't you, Tom?
That's correct. And I don't know if they still do this, but I was told that for the first 6 months it would be interest-free, so maybe somebody could look into that and verify it, but that might be an excellent way to spread it out over a six-month period and not even pay any interest on the purchase.
Well, that would be good. Anything that helps is welcome, and we'll do whatever we can to make it doable on our end. And, so just, stop procrastinating. This is a great opportunity from now till midnight, the 4th of July, to get an energy cleaner, $50 off, factory-made fitted mattress pad, 10% off. And, we were talking to people earlier this week, Tom, that they were thinking about getting a second energy cleaner for their pets because they can't keep the pets off the bed. That happens all the time, doesn't it?
That happens all the time. Dogs, cats, there's people that will even put an electrode in an aquarium, and it helps the fish. Of course, bird cages, they'll charge up the wire frame of the bird cage, and that becomes the electrode. It works great. And then, of course, my favorite is the a garden for your agricultural uses. Greenhouse, get that signal in there, and it will rapidly increase the production of the vegetables. And I think that is a critical thing to be paying attention to today and going forward, John. It's very, very critical.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, we're just about out of time here, Tom. I want to thank you for being with us, as always, and look forward to talking to you next Thursday, sir.
I'll be ready. Thank you, John.
Okay, appreciate it. We have top of the hour break. We'll be back with Don Koopling. We're going to be talking about the Intershelter Domes, a very special product. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.